This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I've got 2 minutes to greet you today before we get into the Word of God here today. Today is Wednesday, and I invite you to come out to Island Community Church tonight for our midweek Bible study. We are in the Gospel of Luke. We've been there for quite a while, and we're hardly even halfway through it. I think we're in chapter 12 here tonight. At 6 o'clock, we'd love to see you here on the radio starting a new program today. This sermon is entitled, What's Your Prognosis? Little play on words, but that's the Greek word. And the word gnosis is the word for knowledge. Prognosis means to know ahead of time or to know in advance. We're in a famous portion of Scripture now as we're wrapping up chapter 8 here in the book of Romans. When God says, whom he foreknew, these he's predestined. Two famous words, prognosco and prohorizo, where our word horizon comes from. That word means to mark out in advance. That's what we're looking at. This is a great portion of Scripture here today. To see that everything that God has done before you were born, whom he foreknew, past tense, these he's predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's why he did it, so that you would be transformed more daily into the image of his Son, Jesus Christ, because that is what pleases him. Part one, now this will play for, it's about 40 minutes long. This should play for about 4 days or so. If you would like a copy of this or some of these other sermons, you can go to Facebook page there, WGOD Radio, and you can download the links on there. You can just right-click them and save them to your computer or write to me. I'd be glad to send you one, Paul at WMIEFM.com. Okay, here's part one. Of what's your prognosis?
I was sitting in the den watching CNN, and I heard a knock on my front door. It was a tall, thin man selling plots of land from a place called Peaceful Shores. He said, the grass is green, the sky's so blue, there's a warm breeze blowing on a mountain view. For a nominal fee, I can guarantee I'll find a resting place for you. And I said, I don't care where you dig that hole, 'cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. You see, I've been saved from that grave, and I'll tell you, friend, come that day, it doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay. He said, friend, be real, this is quite a deal. Now think about your family, for they could stop by any time they like, visit you beside an old oak tree. Now don't you think it would be nice to know everything's been taken care of on the day you go? An easy payment plan, and you can have this land All you got to do is sign this note. I said, no, I don't care where you dig that hole, 'cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. You see, I've been saved from that grave, and I tell you, friend, come that day, it doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay. And by the time they put my body down in the ground, I'll be singing with the angels at the old down. I don't care where you dig that hole, 'cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. You see, I've been saved from that grave, and I'll tell you, friend, come that day, it doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay. It doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, it's a place I'll never lay.
He's the reason I come here. Hallelujah. Thank you. So my friend John here says he can't wait to come this week because of the sermon. I don't know how you know. You must have heard me mention it on the radio. Excellent topic, one that I've done a lot of study on. And what's your prognosis, I've called it. Catchy title, isn't it? Incredibly great truth, isn't it? What's your prognosis? Who do we ask that of? Doctors? Weathermen? Ha! As if either one of those professions could offer to you an honest-to-goodness prognosis. Doctor? Weatherman? Stockbroker? It's been said that there are only two certain things in this world. You know what they are? Death and taxes. And I say to that, balderdash. 47% of the United States don't pay taxes. So, we'll knock that one out of the park. Taxes. As for death, now, Jesus said, I am the resurrection. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. That's happened to a lot of people, we know. But he's not done yet. He said, whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Then he says, do you believe this? I believe it. How about you? I'm still holding out hope that I can cheat death and write a giant N-A next to death when it concerns me. So a man's prognosis is a foolish thing. The Greek word for prognosis is prognosis. It means to know in advance. And only Almighty God can fit that bill. And when you find out today just what God knows in advance concerning you, you're going to leave here shouting today. At least I would if I were you. But then again, God's always got me shouting. We're in the book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans, chapter 8. Now today we'll turn from suffering to glory. If you remember, we left off last week talking about suffering, remember? Romans chapter 8. Now that's where we'll pick up Paul's letter, thank you Bill, in verse 18. Romans 8:18. It says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Notice he doesn't say the glory that shall be revealed to us, but rather the glory which shall be revealed in us. 1 Corinthians 15:51, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. The trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed." See, this glory is going to be revealed in you, not to you, in you. Here's another awesome scripture, 1 John 3:2. All these scriptures are on the handout, by the way, if you want to look at these later. 1 John 3:2. It says, "Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. For we will see him as he is." Hallelujah is right. And verse 3, it says, "Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself, just as he is pure." So do you have this hope? I'm sorry, do you share this hope? Have you purified yourself? Or are you still worldly and sinning daily? Don't you realize what the Bible says about you? 1 Corinthians 6:20, it says, "You were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Here's a little more. This is Matthew 17:1. It says, "After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light." Now, what thinkest thou? Does that excite you? Everyone who has this hope purifies himself. Question: do you understand that there is an excellent chance that you are not going to die? Have you grasped that? There is an excellent chance that you are not going to die, and that this generation, after all of these years, is you. Now, he who has that hope purifies himself. Ah, come on. Stop sinning, church. Look up. He says, "Your redemption draweth nigh." Look up. Hebrews 9:28, "He's coming a second time, apart from sin, unto all them that look for him." Is that you? He that has this hope purifies himself. Back to Romans. "For I consider," verse 18, "that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." You're going to undergo a change, just like Jesus did on the Mount of
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.